How many ways can you think of to make money on a single real estate investment? Most people can only think of one or two, but there are a lot more than that. And if you're a beginning real estate investor or you're thinking about becoming one, this might help you make the decision to get started. So we're going to talk about that on this episode of the Financial Momentum Podcast. Everybody, welcome to the Financial Momentum Podcast. I'm Paul Airy, and we're going to talk about all the ways you can make money on a single real estate investment. Now, this is a two-part series. We're going to do the first three ways today. There are six total. And then the next episode will be the last three ways. So there are six ways you can make money on every real estate investment. Now, most people will only be able to think of one or two, maybe three ways, but believe it or not, there are actually six. A lot of people will tell you five, but I'm going to say there are six. That's my take on this. So most people, when they think about this, when they think about investing in real estate, they just think about getting the rent, paying expenses, and having cash flow. Well, there's a little more to it than that. And actually, there's a lot more to it than that. And it's mostly good. So I really hope this will help you make the decision to invest in commercial real estate. We're going to get started with the first one, number one, the number one way to make money on every commercial real estate investment is cash flow, of course. That's the one everybody knows about. And you know what? It's the most enjoyable one. Who doesn't like to have cash flow? It's one of the most enjoyable ways of making money on a real estate investment. It is the most gratifying. Cash flow is always good. So how do you get cash flow? Well, you know, your tenants pay their rent every month, the expenses come out, your loan payment comes out, and the rest goes into your bank account. That part that's left over after you pay the expenses and pay your loan payment, that's your cash flow. Now, cash flow will build up over time. And the more properties you own, the more cash flow you have. That's how it works. You want to buy more properties. It's like having, if you're in the vending machine business, it's like having several machines, several drink machines or whatever, kind of snack machines. You buy more, it increases your cash flow. New locations. So cash flow is the whole reason you buy a property in the first place, right? It's the number one way to make money on a property. It's what everyone looks for, and it should be what everyone looks for. If you don't have it, if you don't have positive cash flow, you probably don't want to buy the property, with a very important exception. Of course, if you buy a vacant property, or if you buy a property that has a high vacancy rate, maybe it's multi-tenant and they're more than 50% empty. There are some exceptions where it would be okay to buy those because you're going to increase that. You're going to put tenants in. You're going to increase the value of the property. So see the value of the property, we're going to get into this in the number two reason here in a minute. But the value of your property is based on the income that it generates. And that is not true with houses. Okay, if you're into buying single family houses and renting those to people, how much money you make on that house has nothing to do with the value of that house. In commercial real estate, it does. And it will affect it, and we'll get into that more in just a minute. So if you don't have positive cash flow, you probably don't want the property unless you can find a vacant property and get a good deal on it. And if or a property that has some vacancy problems and you can get it really cheap, that's when it's okay. And that's really my favorite kind of property to buy, is a vacant property. I don't mind buying a vacant property. And when you buy it, there's zero cash flow. But I have been very fortunate that I've been able to buy properties like that and do work on them, make them attractive to tenants again, and put tenants in them. And that is, in my opinion, one of the best ways to buy a property. You have to be a little more careful, but it works. Why is cash flow so good? Well, cash flow comes in from your property and it enables you. It gives you an increased income, and you're able to buy more properties because you have an increased income. So when that happens, you get closer to that financial freedom point. And that's what everybody's working for. You want to get to that point to where your properties pay all of your bills, and to where it doesn't matter if you have a job anymore or not, right? You can possibly retire from your job, not retire, but just retire from your job, not retire from life. The whole point of investing in real estate is to collect cash flow. The more you have, the better everything becomes. In real estate, everything rises and falls on cash flow. That's just how it is. Positive cash flow can make you rich. Negative cash flow can make you poor. You just have to be careful that you don't have negative cash flow for any length of time that's going to be damaging to your financial situation. The number two way to make money on your real estate investment is property value appreciation. So naturally, property appreciates over time. Property appreciates in value along with the real estate market in your area and the increased cost of construction. In other words, the replacement cost. If you had to replace that building that you own, it's going to cost you more now than what you paid for it. And as long as you keep your property well maintained, it's going to gain in value over the years. So appreciation, it's a natural thing that happens. It's fairly passive as far as gaining value in your property. It may not seem like this is making you money, but it is. It's actually increasing your equity in the property. It's just making you money over time. It's like a silent profit. It's there. You can't spend it until you either sell the property or refinance and take cash out. But it is there. And it has made you more wealth. It's increased your wealth. And eventually you can use that gain in value. It'll help you out financially. But you're going to, without the need to sell it, you're going to be able to refinance that and take cash out. And it's tax-free cash, by the way, because it's loan proceeds, not income. So, one thing about appreciation in commercial properties is forced appreciation. Forced appreciation is one of the coolest things in real estate. And you're not going to get it with houses. You're only going to get it with commercial properties. The value of the property is based on the income it generates. In residential real estate, the value of that real estate is based on the value of the neighboring properties. It doesn't matter if you double or triple your income on that property. It will not change the value of that property. It will always appraise in accordance with your neighboring property's values. So you can force the appreciation of your property. Well, how would you do that? Well, you increase the income. You either raise the rent, or you lower expenses, or you do both. You add more tenants, therefore you're increasing the income. You can raise the rent periodically as long as it conforms to the lease that you're obligated to follow. And you can always find a way to lower expenses. When someone owns a property for several years, they tend to get a little lax on expenses, and sometimes they'll be spending money on things they don't even remember that they were doing. And a lot of those things you can either renegotiate with somebody else and get a better price, or you can, for example, you might be able to change electric companies if you're in a property where you have to pay an electric bill. And, you know, things like that can change. Janitorial services, outdoor maintenance, that kind of thing. You can always find a way to shave a little bit off. It may not be a lot, but, you know, and you may come across a property where there's just nothing there and you can't decrease the expenses any more than they already are. And that's okay, because eventually you're going to come to lease renewals, and hopefully if they have good leases, you're going to have some rent increases. And you know what? Leases are the subject of another episode that we're going to do in the future. That is something very important. When you go to buy a property, you have to be very careful about the leases. So property value appreciation, your property is going to gain in value. You can make it gain in value, and you can use that increased value or the increased equity to take cash out and do something else with it, like buy another property. The third way to make money on a real estate investment is depreciation. So this is really great. Your property is going to appreciate in value, but it's also going to depreciate at the same time. How is that possible? So this is the beautiful part about investing in real estate, in commercial real estate. The depreciation gives you the benefit through your income tax. Because of depreciation, after paying your expenses, depreciating your property on your taxes, it is possible to earn income from your property tax-free. I have done it. Every other real estate investor out there has done it. It happens all the time. That's one of the reasons that a lot of people get into real estate investing. If you ever wonder why so many wealthy people own so much real estate and pay so little in taxes, this is why. It's because they own real estate. The real estate absorbs their tax burden, and it's perfectly legal. It's not a loophole. It's an incentive that the government gives you to buy properties. They want real estate investors to invest in real estate, because owning this commercial real estate, it provides a place for people to run a business, and they want businesses to be operating and hiring people and creating jobs. Now, you get the same thing on a house on residential real estate, but it's a lot different with commercial real estate. Now, there's also one little thing that a lot of people don't look at. It's a thing called cost segregation. And in commercial real estate, you're going to depreciate the property, but you're also going to have an opportunity if you hire someone, a cost segregation analyst, to come in and do an analysis on your property. They can find things that you can depreciate at a faster rate. So you can actually accelerate some of the depreciation on your property and save even more in taxes. And I'm talking about things like fixtures inside the building, cabinets, things that are going to have to be replaced before the building has to be replaced. So a building is going to last decades and decades, provided it's well-maintained. That certain things inside the building will not. Cabinets, for example, plumbing fixtures, sometimes floor covering and, you know, carpet. That kind of thing. Anything that has to be replaced periodically is something you can depreciate at a faster rate. And there are people out there, professionals out there, that you can hire to come in and find all of those things for you. And it even goes outside the building. Parking lot, pavement, asphalt, landscaping, fencing, lighting, everything that's outside. All of that stuff, if it eventually will have to be replaced and redone, it can have an accelerated depreciation and save you even more in taxes. And you know what? Most landlords don't even go there. Most of them, for some reason, will not do that. I don't know why. I guess they think it's just not worth the trouble. It's not worth the effort. They don't want to mess with it. I actually asked a friend of mine, one of my clients, he's a financial planner of all things, why he doesn't do that on his property. And he said he just doesn't want to mess with it. And it just makes no sense to me. I mean, it's going to save you a few thousand more dollars a year in taxes. I mean, do it. Go ahead and do it. It's like what Garrett Gunderson says, you're tipping the government. You're paying them more than you need to if you don't take advantage of every situation to save taxes. So that's why it's important to have a good CPA. You need a CPA with experience in real estate. If you don't have one of those, you could be, this is an absolute must for real estate investing. If you don't have a CPA that's experienced in real estate investment, you could be losing a lot of money in taxes. So always, always have a good CPA with real estate experience. Not all of them have it. Not all of them know every little trick in the book to reduce your taxes because of your real estate investing. Get one who does know. They're out there. Ask around. Ask your banker. That's why it's a good reason to have a relationship with an actual physical banker in a bank. I know everything's trying to go online now, but if you have a relationship, a personal relationship with a banker, they recommend people like that. That's how I, that's one of the ways I found my accountant. I had actually a broker, real estate broker, recommended him to me, and I mentioned it to my banker, and he told me, yeah, he's the best one in town for that kind of thing. That just pretty much clinched it right there. And that's the accountant I have today. To this day, I've had him for 10 years now, and I've paid very little taxes legally and without any kind of shenanigans on my tax return. It's all been legal and above board. So that's the first three ways that you can make money on every real estate investment: cash flow, property appreciation, property depreciation on your taxes. Now, next time we're going to go, I'll go over the other three. These three ways are probably the most noticeable, the most well-known. Now, the next three that I'm going to go over are, they're there. They're obvious. One of them is obvious. The rest of them are, but you know what? Most people just don't think about these things. They don't think beyond the cash flow usually. So if you're a new investor, a new real estate investor thinking about becoming one, these things you need to pay attention to. This might help you make a decision that could change your life. One property can change your life. I say that all the time. One property can change your life. One property can save your retirement. You know, one property can do a lot for somebody. And if you know these six ways that you can make money on that one property, and then you multiply that by 10 or 15, you will be extremely well off in later years. Your life is going to be so much better when you have all this money coming in. And sometimes, you know, the way you make money is not necessarily money coming in. It's money not going out. Okay. Sometimes it's a savings, and that's what we're doing with the taxes here. This is money you've already made, but you're not having to give it away to the government. So it's money not going out. And you know, if you can take that money back, that's making money. So that's it for this episode. And next time we'll go over the last three ways to make money on every real estate investment. And I'll see you next time on Financial Momentum Podcast.